First Chronicles, chapter 12. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Shaul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. And they were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Shaul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, and then Joash, the sons of Shemaah the Gibeathite, and Yeziel, and Peleg, the sons of Azmaveth, and Beraka, and Jehu the Anathothite, and Ismaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Yahaziel, and Johanan, and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai, and Yeremoth, and Bealiah, and Shemariah, and Shephatiah the Herophite, Elkanah, and Yesiah, and Ezariel, and Joezar, and Yashobim the Korhites, and Yoelah, and Zebediah the sons of Jeroam of Gedor. And of the Gadites there separated themselves to David into the stronghold, into the wilderness, men of might, and men of war, fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the gazelles upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanai the 11th. These were the sons of God, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all its banks, and they put to flight all of them of the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came with the children of Benjamin and Yehuda to the hold to David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart shall be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the Elohim of our fathers look upon it and rebuke it. And then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, We are yours, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse. Peace, peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, because your Elohim helps you. And then David received them, and made them captains of the band. And there fell some of the Manasseh to David, when he came with the Philistines against Shaul to battle. But they helped them not, for the princes of the Philistines, upon advisement, sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Shaul, to the jeopardy of our heads. And as he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh Adnah, and Jozabad, and Yediael, and Michael, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Zilthai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host like the host of Yahweh. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Shaul to him, according to the word of Yahweh. The children of Yehuda that bore shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. And Zadok, a young man, mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Shaul, 3,000. For to this point the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Shaul. And of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them, 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them, with shield and spear, 37,000. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites, and of the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were near them, even to Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys and on camels and on mules and on oxen, and meat and meal and cakes of figs and bunches of raisins and wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, because there was joy in Israel. End of chapter 12.